This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're happy to have as our guest today Mr. M.G. Lohman from Cincinnati, Ohio. Mr. Lohman is Executive Secretary of Circuit Riders. He's an international authority on communism. I believe, Mr. Lohman, you've been doing a good bit of traveling lately, not only in the United States, but throughout the world.
Well, I was in Tokyo the morning after President Eisenhower's press secretary, Hagerty, was roughed up at the airport, and I thought from the attitude there that morning, we were going to have a sad experience.
Well, Mr. Lohman, you have published the Communist and Communist Front records of several thousand persons. You've served as a consultant to a number of government officials and agencies, and it's a particular pleasure to welcome you to our program.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm glad to appear on this program.
I'd like to ask you a few questions, if I might, about the communist activities in the field of agitating racial incidents on behalf of racial integration. Has there been a good bit of communist activity on behalf of integration?
There's probably been more agitation by the communists in the race incidents than in any other field of endeavor. The communists do their best fishing in these troubled waters. They will pursue and agitate and disturb and exploit any grievance that man might have or think he has, anytime they can find it around the globe.
Now, exactly how have the communists and their fellow travelers functioned in the United States in terms of stirring up racial strife?
They tried first to interest Negroes to join the Communist Party, and they failed in that. And they have since taken the second step. They've abandoned their frontal assault as a prime move of getting the communists members among Negroes, and have gone into the infiltration step number two, and that is to use and get an occasional member, but to infiltrate the Negro organizations and try to use those organizations for communist purposes.
Have the communists been successful in infiltrating the pro-integration organizations?
It's generally agreed by the anti-communist experts in the United States that the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People is the most infiltrated organization in the United States.
That is by the percentage of its directors, is that correct?
In 1957, there was sworn testimony by J.B. Matthews, the outstanding authority in America on communism, to the effect that 145 out of 236 officers, directors, and national committee members of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People had pro-communist and communist records of public record.
Now, not only in connection with the NAACP, but these various other groups that spring up around the country from time to time to work perhaps on a specific cause or at a specific location at a specific time, do the communists also seek to use these groups?
They not only seek to use groups such as this, but they create groups for this purpose. They also exploit the good intent of Negroes and whites in the field of religion and education. For example, 50% of the Negro college presidents have records of public support given to communist and pro-communist causes, and that exceeds the percentage of white presidents or integrated college presidents.
Now, let's get something clear, if we might, Mr. Lohman. When you say records of support of communist causes, this is not to say that these people are actual card-carrying communists, is it?
No, and it's not important whether a man is a card-carrying communist, because there are no cards and have been no cards since 1947. The important thing in America is who does what for whom and to whom, where, when, and how. And by that I mean to explain and emphasize that the good intentions of many Negro and white clergymen and educators are exploited for communist purposes. These men have been deceived and exploited.
So that whether or not their sympathies are with the communists, they are actually serving the communist cause in being exploited in this manner.
That is correct, and it matters little whether they wanted to help or did not want to help the world conspiracy conquest plan of the communists. When you put a weight on a scale, it weighs 2 ounces or 10 pounds, whether you meant it to weigh that much or not.
Well, Mr. Lohman, how long have the communists been agitating the race situation in the United States?
The first contact on record was in 1922 when Lenin denounced or criticized the American leadership of the Communist Party in the United States for having not reported on the Negro problem in the United States. In 1958, the Sixth World Congress ordered the American Party into the South to get the American Negro. And in 1959, the annual convention of the Communist Party changed officially the tactic of approach to the American Negro. They had bankrupt their position of trying to get the Negro into the party, so they're abandoning that and are working now strictly on largely on an infiltration exploitation basis.
During all the years that the communists have been agitating the race situation in this country, have they done more than just talk about it? Has there been any financial support given to to other organizations, perhaps?
In 1928, the communist-controlled Garland Fund gave $100,000 to the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. That was the same year the Sixth World Congress of the International Communist Apparatus ordered the American Party, Communist Party, into the South.
And in terms of 1928 dollars, $100,000 represents a rather substantial contribution, does it not?
A lot of money. A very large amount of money when you take into consideration the devaluation of the dollar and other factors.
Well, now, Mr. Lohman, I know that you have been studying these various incidents that have occurred throughout the nation, and perhaps particularly here in the South in recent years, where there have been some agitation of the race question. Have you seen the pattern of communist infiltration in work, that is, actually in action?
I think the most distinct example or picture or exhibit or proof of a relationship between subversion and race incitation in the United States was the Labor Day weekend 1957 at the Communist Training School, Highlander Folk School, Mont Eagle, Tennessee, where the leadership of practically every race incident from the Supreme Court decision on the Brown School case until 1957, the leadership of every incident was at that weekend at the communist-controlled Highlander Folk School. And the prime person there was Abner Berry, a member of the executive of the National Committee of the Communist Party in the United States.
How about some of these so-called sit-in demonstrations that have been staged during recent months? Is there any evidence that communists or communist fronters are behind those?
There isn't any question that many sit-in persons are there on a sociological or a heroic or some wholesome idea of basis of their own, but the pattern of consistent relationship shows that the communists are not missing this as an excellent means of agitating the situation and probably with the idea of making just plain trouble rather than integration.
Do you believe that people throughout the nation are really aware of the tremendous part that the Communist Party has played in stirring up racial difficulty in this country?
I think they are increasingly aware, and these incidents and the public identification of communists and communist literature and programs with these organizations and these incidents will continually emphasize this fact to the American people. And I believe it is incumbent upon any person who knows of race incitation being agitated by communists or fellow travelers, it's incumbent upon anybody who has such information to report that to the governmental agencies. Any citizen who knows of a security risk to his country has an obligation to tell who is exploiting whom, who is inciting whom, for what purpose.
What do you believe, other than keeping their eyes open, what do you believe that just average citizens can do to help meet this threat, Mr. Lohman?
I think the average citizen needs to recognize his obligation of a citizen. We have not only the right to know what's going on in this country, we have a duty to know. For example, when a person reads that Robert C. Weaver is to be the new chairman of the Housing Authority in the United States, it is his duty to read Robert C. Weaver's public record of support to communist and pro-communist causes. As an expert, I cannot say that I know of one instance where Robert Weaver has denounced or renounced a communist support incident connected with his name. Now, if this man's going to spend $1 billion of federal housing money, and some of the fronts with which he has publicly announced publicly affiliated himself were cited as, get this very clear, organized for the purpose of fomenting trouble between and disturbance between the races. If that is the man who is to settle or solve or aid the housing disturbance problem in the United States, I'm afraid we're in for a lot of trouble, more than we have now.
Mr. Lohman, our time has gone by very quickly. I'd like to thank you very much for being with us and look forward to having you back again very soon.
Thank you, sir. I'm happy to have been here.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Mr. M.G. Lohman of Cincinnati, Ohio, an international expert on communism, executive secretary of Circuit Riders, Incorporated. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying coast to coast, thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.